Chicago's only Greyhound bus station is at a crossroads. The owners of the transit hub are itching to convert the land into residential buildings. But what would this mean for the people who need the station to get around? This is the Reset Podcast. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. There's no timeline yet, but the bus station is definitely under threat. We'll discuss what this would mean for riders and how this change would impact our city's rep as a transportation hub. We talked to Lee Bay, architecture columnist and member of the Chicago Sun-Times editorial board. Firstly, tell us about the significance of the Greyhound station here in Chicago. Who does it serve primarily?
You know, it primarily serves, you know, the people who often can't afford to travel by more expensive means, you know, planes and trains. It also provides direct connections to cities that are not served by airports or trains. So about 500,000 people a year use that station to either, you know, leave here or come here or to connect someplace from here.
And where exactly is the station in Chicago?
It is kind of like in the southwest part of downtown. It's 630 West Harrison.
Now, I understand there used to be two bus stations in the city. What happened?
Well, you know, the two stations, there was a Trailway station at 20 East Randolph right across the street from what was then Marshall Field. And then there was the big Greyhound station just about a block or so to the west. Both were demolished in the late 80s when there were plans to redevelop the North Loop. So they went down, and I think a fancy parking lot might be where the Trailway station is, and a tower is on the site of the old Greyhound. There was going to be two towers, but they could only build one, so they built one tower.
That's
there now.
We are seeing this pattern, Lee, of bus stations that are moving out of the downtown areas, or they're transitioning to only doing curbside pickup and drop-off. We saw this happen in Cincinnati, in Charlottesville, Jackson, Mississippi, just to name a few. What would happen if the Greyhound moved out of downtown Chicago?
Well, two things. One is, if it moves to a new station, then, you know, you have to figure out the connections in and out of the city from there, depending on how far the station is. If the alternative is just curb service, that becomes really tricky. And this is, I was talking to Joe Schwederman from DePaul, who studied these things, because, you know, how do you accommodate 500,000 people a year, you know, through these various bus lines? I mean, mm-hmm. Greyhound is the line, but there's a myriad of other bus lines that use that station, and they will all be depositing people in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And you know what our winters are like here in the rain. And it would be, you know, untenable, to say the least.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when I think of curbside pickup, I think of the East Coast, right? You know, lots of different mm-hmm. buses operate out of the Chinatowns in D.C. and New York and Boston. In the Chicago region, we've got Megabus, Flixbus, Van Gelder Bus. They keep prices low by doing this curbside pickup, but they also don't offer the same number of intercity bus lines, right?
Right, exactly, and you can imagine what it must be like to take, I don't know, 6-hour trip, 8-hour trip. You mm-hmm. deposit it on the curb. You know, you might need to refresh yourself in some way, to grab a bite to eat, to do some things, and bus stations could provide that. But without them, you know, mm-hmm. we'd be sorely lacking.
All that said, though, do you think we could get to a place where curbside pickup could work here?
Well, you know, it probably would have to be parking lot pickup, you know, I guess in some way.
Yeah.
You know, could it work? I mean, you could do it. But the question is, does a city like Chicago, which, you know, says it's a world class city, which means it's also a nation class city, is that the way we want to treat visitors to the city? I mean, is that really what we want?
Yeah. What do you say?
The city's Department of Transportation is working with Greyhound. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go continue.
Oh, I was saying the city's Department of Transportation, luckily, is working with Greyhound to try to figure out this thing in some way. And it's needed. An actual built solution of some kind, is really needed.
I'm curious what you would say to a person who says, well, you know what, we do need more residential housing. Why is it such a big deal if the bus station is moved?
Well, you know, we certainly do, and you know, no one's calling. At least my column didn't call for the preservation of that station. You know, we've seen with the demise of the two stations we talked about in the 80s, and then their predecessor. You know, one of that Trader Joe's at I think was it Wabash in Roosevelt, in that old building that used to be a bus station. So we've got this history of moving these things around. So no one's asking to preserve that station, but I think that the city and the bus companies should at least build a replacement someplace.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because as we mentioned before, the city is home to two airports. So I wonder if it has a kind of maybe moral obligation to have a bus station downtown for residents.
Well, I think so. I mean, it's a transit hub. It's always been a transit hub for all kinds of travel. And I think that, you know, the city... and not just the city government. I mean, the city entities, the bus station, the others, you know, really have to kind of figure this thing out. They've got a couple of years to do it, to figure it out in, and they really should figure it out.
And we'd be the largest metropolitan area without one, right? Without a terminal.
We would. And, you know, that's a distinction. You know, no one really wants that, right? And
right.
So that's important.
Not a list we want to make, right?
Right.
I do want to talk, though, about ways of saving and maintaining this bus station. There's the option of having a public agency acquire it and making it available to all of the bus lines that crisscross the country. Walk us through that option. What would it look like and which agency has the capacity to do this?
Well, that's the question. What agency could do it? I mean, you know, I think that, and at least the argument that the column makes isn't necessarily for the, I don't think Joe Schwederman at DePaul makes this argument either. I don't think he does for an agency to acquire that station. I think you know, that one's probably gone. Or leaving, and I think the idea is to build a new one someplace. Now, you know, as I mentioned in the column, it couldn't be the CTA for reasons that we all know. You know, Metra perhaps, but Metra doesn't do bus stations. You might have to create a new authority, mm-hmm. I suggested, or expand a current one. And you know, I'm always on your show talking about ideas for Lakeside Center at McCormick Place, right? You know,
right.
Which is kind of going. And I couldn't help but to think, at least in the interim, if there could be the Metropolitan Pier Exposition and Bus Authority that could at least run buses in and out of Lakeside Center, which does have transit connections. You know, you can catch the Metro train from there into downtown, that kind of thing. So those kind of things could be a possibility, perhaps.
What has the Chicago Department of Transportation said so far?
Well, that they're working with Greyhound to find a solution for inner city station. I mean, so at least at this point, and again, we get a new mayor soon, but at least this administration is not talking about curbside service, but really a kind of replacement facility for the one that's there.
Any sense of a timeline here of when this might happen?
Well, you know, I'm thinking 3 to 5 years,
okay.
somewhere in there, which, you know, can go by in a snap. But I think that, you know, certainly while the lease is still good, Greyhound's lease is still good for the next 2 or 3 years, you know, now's the time to really start thinking about whether it's a new station, repurposing an old building, or whatever the solution may be.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts here and lots of things to keep an eye on over the next 3 to 5 years, Lee. But what would you say is most catching your eye?
Well, you know, that... you know, it's interesting. When I talked about this on social media, people were saying, well, you know, good for the bus station. It's just a crummy thing and there's crime and, you know, we should all be catching trains. And I think that's kind of elitist, you know, and wrong, most importantly. I mean, 500,000 people. I mean, those aren't O'Hare numbers, obviously,
right.
Or Midway numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But 500,000 people coming through your city is not nothing. And I think that we should figure out, if any city should figure out a way, the transportation capital of America, if any city should be able to figure out a way to solve this, it's Chicago.
Definitely. That's Lee Bay, architecture critic and editorial board member for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic and edited by Ethan Schwab. You can read that story about the future of the Greyhound bus station at suntimes.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again soon.